But what I do is, as soon as I wake up, I'm on my hands and knees saying thank you for my life. And what am I doing? Like reminding myself, what am I doing? Quick little habit to just stay aligned.
Welcome to another episode of Leveling Up with Brigham Blackham. I have my good friend Derek Apt here, and we are going to be talking about how to unlock your potential. We've got three little secrets that will be able to help you do that. So we're going to start off hearing a little bit of Derek's backstory, and we're going to dive straight into some content that will be very valuable and helpful for you. So first off, Derek, how are you doing this morning? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing fantastic, Brigham. Yeah, it's awesome to talk with you. And I just appreciate your energy so much. You're always bringing that good energy to people around you. So I really appreciate it. And it's infectious. It feels really good. So thanks. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a little bit about me. Born in Providence, Rhode Island, grew up in Taos, New Mexico, went to school in Durango, Colorado for marketing, graduated top of my class, and I've always been an avid musician. So music sits at the kind of the seat of my passion, or why my purpose in life.
Right.
And I did really well in school. I graduated college, and then I started kind of going after jobs. And I always really wanted to, I had this feeling inside that I just didn't really want to have a job. Like I had heard the acronym just over broke, and it was kind of like this evil word, you know, like the word that should not be named type of thing. So I always like wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always felt, had this feeling inside that like, I want to be my own boss. I want to be in control of my own life. Little did I know that when you venture into the world of being an entrepreneur, you're not necessarily going to make more money like right away. And you're going to have to go through some things that might be pretty hard, and that like really developing stability in your life, like having a job, can be kind of a good thing. So, after college, I was touring in a band. I was doing a lot of that stuff, but I really like never had something solid. So I cut my teeth in the sales and direct sales industry. I got into Cutco knives. I got into, I started being a door knocker for a local solar company. I literally called them on the phone and I said, hey, like, do you guys want someone to go door to door? I had never done it before. And I don't think they had ever had anyone do it before, but I kind of built the position at this company. And even that, like, just didn't have enough structure. I still wasn't making very much money. So shortly after then, I got a job and I moved out of the town that I had lived in for 8 years to get, you know, a desk job with a salary, which was still in my industry doing B2B sales in the solar industry, but for kind of bigger projects. And 5 months into that, I just realized that I couldn't deal with the like sitting at a desk every day, like, and being in the same place. And just, so I'm in my journey, I just like 5 months in, I was like, I can't do this. It's not the right fit. And so after that, I took some time to like really try to figure out, okay, what's the next path? Do I just dive into music, or do I kind of like try to find another job? Or do I keep going and trying to be an entrepreneur? And this thing in the back of my head always just rang true to me, which was like real estate investing. Like, I know I had read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had some, and I had even in the town that I lived, I had this opportunity. And I saw, this was right before COVID.
Yeah.
I saw this house that came up for sale. It was a duplex. And I just, my mind was just thinking cash flow. And I was looking at this property, and it was on market. It was about $675,000 at the time in the center of the town. But I just knew like you can probably rent it out for this much, and there's four rooms on each side, so I could probably cash flow it this much. It would probably be good. I didn't know anything really about like real estate investing or how to strike a deal or anything like that. And I didn't have any of my own money. So the first person I called was my dad. He was the only person that I knew who was like, you've been a CEO of a company, you've owned a house. You probably would know what to do with this better than I. So we started talking, but because of not knowing, because of not having the information, not knowing how to structure a real estate deal or analyze a real estate deal, and because of fear. Basically, I remember him saying, oh, let's wait till this next election and just see how everything shakes out. So long story short, we didn't buy the property. And then COVID hit, and I watched that same property double in value and was rented out the whole time. And I said, man, if we had only known what we didn't know then, we would be, you know, easily have an additional $500,000 of net worth just by choosing to have that deal, going through that. So I just promised to myself, I'm not going to make that mistake again. And so I went looking to kind of see, like, over the next couple of years, real estate was always just in my mind. Like, okay, how can I do this? How can I get in? And for me, that's when I found, I had met my friend Mike Word in Denver, who's been on the podcast, and we really vibed because he's a musician too. He had spent time in Taos, New Mexico, building sustainable homes, learning how to build earth ships. And he introduced me to this program, introduced me to the Renatus community, where I just started learning. But over the next 2 years, and this is where it's going to lead into kind of what we really want to talk about here in the podcast, is that over the next 2 years, diving into that system, I didn't have a clear, I knew I wanted to do real estate investing. I also had a lot of skills as a marketer and a salesman. So jumping into this ecosystem of, I am going to sell the education, I'm going to build a community, I'm going to do, but I also kind of want to do fix and flips, but I also kind of want to do a buy and hold. Because they said, if you do a fix and flip, you want to hold on to it, because everyone who sold a property just kind of like regretted it in the future. They wish they held on to it. But also short-term rentals is this new hot strategy. Oh, but I could like not even do any of that. And I could buy and sell notes. Oh, or I could do commercial real estate, because those are the biggest properties, right? I would just want to go for the big fish right away, right? So this is kind of what's going on in my head. And for me, as someone who is also like, I was diagnosed ADHD in high school, like pretty much all of us were, you know, I'm just like, I need to be able to like know that I'm like, so long story short, I way over leveraged myself getting into this. And I have absolutely, like, I take full responsibility for my own life, but I just got way in over my head. And I realized that, so I basically maxed out all the credit that I have traveling around the country. I even put my rent on credit, just like doing all these different things, because I was like, I know I'm going to make it. But I didn't know how I was going to make it. So I did all these different things, and I just landed like face first in the mud. I had some success, but I didn't have a real estate deal, still don't have a real estate deal. And I had to just go back and get a job and start building from the ground. So just through that process, really what I learned was, one, you have to know what you are doing. Like, you have to know what you're doing, and what you're doing involves knowing all the other things that you're not doing. So that's one. But even preceding all of that, for me, like after getting face first in the dirt in that way, I really had to take a moment to really check in with myself at my core and being like, okay, why am I here? Like, why am I alive? What is my purpose in life? What is the most important thing for me to be doing? Because I truly believe that everybody wants money and everyone wants wealth, right? Everyone like wants more freedom and everything in their life. But as we know, it's not about the money. It's about what you do with it. So if you're just wanting to grow, like there's tons of millionaires and billionaires out there who are miserable. And we don't want to do that. And we know if you study more of those people, you realize that money isn't the key to happiness unless you know how you're utilizing it and how it fits into your life. So it became this journey for me to like really drop into myself. And because having been a lousy gardener, I let kind of all the plants that I was growing, as this analogy goes, kind of die. It's like, okay, what am I going to replant so that I know I'm playing this game for the long haul. So I know I'm kind of going forward aligned with who it is that I truly am. And that I think really is like dialing in on your why in business, in life, whatever it is. What are the things in these elements, and really staying aligned to that? So that's kind of where I am now, is making sure I'm aligned with the things that I want to do in my life. So
thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your backstory, telling us kind of the framework that we're going to be talking about today. Now, you said, oh man, I got a little bit of ADHD. When I hear ADHD, I heard this from Rob Sperry. It's a dude has dreams, or a dude has dreams.
One of the things that's awesome.
I think is so fun is when we find our soul purpose. I just got done reading a great book by Garrett Gunderson. He's one of our great practitioner instructors. He talks about finding your soul purpose, the reason that you're here on this earth. And that just reminded me of the things that you're just bringing up. Your why, your soul purpose, the reason that you are here, it might be different for every single person, but imagine if you were able to find that and the money you were able to make was fueling that soul purpose, how different that is than just, hey, I'm making money. Massively different experience in life. So Derek, tell us a little bit more about this first secret, this first way that we unlock our potential, in your opinion.
Yeah, so one is the first way is just like really getting clear on that soul purpose. And I can share with you a little bit about how I think about this, because my soul purpose isn't just I play music. It's, and I can explain to you, it's kind of like an internal ecosystem, if you will.
Sure.
And so I think about it this way, is that one, when I wake up in the morning, like, what am I here to do? That I know that even if I didn't, because I don't play music every day, I don't make, you know, I don't, there's different things that I focus on in my life. So the overarching branch or umbrella of my sole purpose for being here is to conduct and be conducted by light, peace, and love. So basically to be a conductor of the good, right? And I'm also a man of faith as well. So it's like, to me, being aligned with what I believe is superior to me. You know, you could use the word God, you could use the word universe, existence, whatever, you know, to live honorably in alignment with my creator. And so to be conducting the force of good. So light, peace, and love. That's like overarching everything else. So that's the big branch, is like whatever I'm doing, I want to know that I am contributing to the goodness of myself and of others and of good things on the planet. Right. So that's level one, right? Level two, the next umbrella kind of underneath that feeds, right? But even if I don't have that, I'm still aligning with that first one. Level two is all about freedom. And freedom is whether it's freedom internally, freedom financially. So we just, you know, you and I just experienced the Renatus National Conference. And one of the things that Woody Woodward talked about was being able to internally validate versus looking for it externally. That's one of the ways that I believe that we need to do in order to have internal freedom.
Yeah.
So when we're able to self-validate, to self-soothe, to self-love, then we're not going into the world with an empty cup looking to get it filled. We have our cup filled, and we're filling others. We're like filling other people's cups on overflow, basically. So that internal validation is part of being able to experience true freedom in life. And then also it's financial freedom, right? Because I can have a full cup, but I can have a, you know, an empty checkbook or an empty bank account, right? So being able to have balance in that, building up, you know, as our good friend Bob Snyder says, sometimes your passion just doesn't make economic sense. And I really considered that, just like quick side story. One of the paths that I've really been considering with this is, okay, just do music, right? Just basically the option would have been at that point, put real estate, like abandon real estate and go all in your one true passion, which is music. And that what that would look like is basically I'm gonna sacrifice the creation of wealth, and I'm gonna go just all in on this, book as many gigs as I can, and basically live on the road, right? And just a bit, and for the next 5 to 10 years, just play as much as I can. But when I really thought about that, it was okay, but what do I really want to be able to do? Because the reason that I didn't study music in college was because I wanted to build myself as a businessman so I could support my ventures with that. What I really want is the ability to have the financial abundance to say, okay, I have this idea in my head, because I have big ideas, especially with music and performance and technology and all these different things going through my head. But if I'm just making a couple $100 a gig and just going gig, 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 and that's my only source of income, then I'm leveraging everything on my ability to perform in that way. So it's still a constricting lifestyle, even though I know like you could still hit it big. And I have faith in God that everything that I need would come to me at the right moment. It would still mean to a degree that, you know, I could be really struggling. So what I wanted is to kind of put both of those things together. So that's just the little side story on that. And so, yeah, so that second umbrella, right? First umbrella, light, peace, and love, being conducted by the forces of good and being a good person in the world. Two, freedom. And then three, more focused, is because the freedom allows for the music to happen is, you know, bring music through. And so within my business, it more aligns with kind of that second umbrella and supports the ability for me to play music. And then the music then feeds the larger alignment and it creates kind of this loop. So that's for me, you know, if you have, right, your big why, which can come from faith, which can come from kind of your belief on, and that way you're staying in alignment with like the forces of good, right? If I kind of waver on the other things, I'm still linking back to this. Then from linking to that, then I'm like, okay, freedom, making sure I have freedom. And then for me, my passion, music, what I love to do. And then just like linking all those through. So that's this kind of like feeding itself cyclical nature. So that's how I'd answer that question.
I love that. So what I'm hearing here is that all of us will have a slightly different way that we construct our lives based on what is most important to us and this why. As soon as we understand what our true why is, then we, that umbrella, as you said, then we can start to choose what are the things that we want to be part of our why. And when you keep those in alignment, then you can start to get a lot more value out of life. You can increase your potential, increase your pathway to progress. So one of the things that I wanted to also bring up was, is there a way that someone that doesn't have any background in real estate or in business to really expedite how they discover their why? So let's talk about how you discovered yours. And there might be a little bit of a hint there for somebody else. So how did you discover your why?
This is a really good question. And one of the things that I wanted to touch on in answering this question is, so for me to discover what I just told you, it, you know, it didn't just happen. Like someone out there could take what I said and use that and use that model of like the kind of three part why system to hold on.
No worries. Gotta get those little fur babies.
Yeah. So to really arrive to that system to where I am now, it's honestly, and I think like really understanding as entrepreneurs, like there are times that you are going to have to like fight through the mud, right? To get what you want. There's times where it's not going to be easy. You're not going to know exactly what to do. You're going to be running on faith. And knowing that those times, some of the hardest times, are like the richest food for for growth in your business and in for me and my spirit, right? Like, why I'm alive is to truly experience. And that includes some of these really challenging times, because I know that the size of the problem is equal to the size of my ability to overcome the problem. And once overcome is equal to the size to which I grow spiritually by overcoming the problem. So, and understanding that, like, finding your why can sometimes take going through something like that to really have a calcification or concretization of your alignment with yourself. So in one way, like, my why has always been music. I've always loved music. I've always had, like, you know, a natural talent for performing and whatnot. But I think, like, for a lot of us, like, most of us as entrepreneurs have seen that original Simon Sinek presentation of, like, the what, how, why. But really having a why that's, like, sewn into your core of your being, that's like, this is driving me. And I think for most people, like, I just read Dave Ramsey's On for Leadership. And one of the things he talked about in that book was decision making. And so there's some decisions that we can, like, should be able to make really fast, small decisions. But when you're making a big decision in your life, like, what am I going to do? What's the full-on trajectory I'm going to take? Whether for me, it's like full-time musician or real estate investor or taking this job, to not rush that decision-making process. Because if you're making a decision if you're going to make a decision, you know, that's going to affect today or tomorrow, cool, make it quick, because the cycle of that decision is going to come back to you quickly. But if you're going to make a decision for the next 5 to 10 years, and your goal is, I'm going to stick to this pathway, then give yourself enough time. Maybe it would be like, is it worth it to take, you know, a couple months of prepping the soil before you, and making sure that your environment is set right for you to grow this specific plant, so that you're set right for the long term, right? So let me explain this again, because for a lot of people, like, they'll just be like, oh, my why is this. Like, okay, I got my why, financial freedom. I got my why, cool. But if it's just like you're picking a why, but you're not actually aligned with it. For instance, like, I have a why because I want to help people, but then I'm really just driven by just growth for growth's sake. Then you could potentially end up like someone like me, who's just in the past, like, just shiny object syndrome left and right. You're not truly aligned with, like, your purpose and your vision. And that what that's going to do is just, there's something missing. Like, you're not like solid in your core. So then when all these other opportunities come at you of like, oh, here's, do this. Oh, here, try this new opportunity. Oh, here, try this. You're just like, oh, cool. That seems to kind of fit. Like, you're not fully clear. And then you can just get really spread thin. So what I would say, like, for people who are really taking the time to do this, is just align yourself to yourself. Like, start to, like, take outside information, yes, like, read books and realize, you know, start to understand what other people have done. But remember that you are a unique individual. Like, there is no other person who can tell you how to be you. Like, and that can be hard for a lot of people, because it's, for me, it's really easy to just be like, man, I just want someone else to tell me how to do this. Like, someone else to give me the instruction manual for me. And there's a lot of good ways and fantastic models and stories that have worked. And we can model those people. But at the end of the day, this is my life. And really taking the time to be like, okay, what is truly important to me in my heart. So that does that kind of does that help? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to frame this. Well, one of the things that popped up was a quote by Jim Rohn. He says, "Don't wish that the challenge was less or less difficult. Wish that you were better."
Yep.
And when we come down to really aligning ourselves with our why, it's a discovery process. I know the why that I had in high school, the things that I thought about in high school and then in college, those are drastically different than what I think now. My why is to positively impact, inspire, and uplift leaders to have joy and reach their God-given potential as I reach mine. Now, this podcast is one little element of it. Investing in real estate is one little element of it. Coaching is one little element of it. And as you recognize these different opportunities, you can say, am I getting closer to my why or farther away? And I think this is where that alignment comes in that we were talking about. And it's really interesting. When you think of things being misaligned, you think about how, have you ever had your back go out or like have
that happened to me for so I'm 29 years old, but that happened to me for the first time a couple weeks ago.
My gosh, you get out of alignment, you get just slightly misaligned, and suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, I can barely move, like, it's hard to breathe, and there's so much pain that's there. But you go to a chiropractor and they're just like pop, 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 and you're like, ah, oh, I can breathe again, most of the pain's gone, and you get realigned. You think about how business is. If we don't have a coach to help us recognize, oh, this is actually slightly off. There's an expression in Chinese, shi zhi hao li, cha zhi qian li. The difference of a hair, if gone uncorrected, can become hundreds, if not thousands of miles. It's in those tiny little course corrections, you realign, you bring it back onto the purpose, your sole purpose, that why, that allows you to move progress and to make progress toward your definite chief aim. So one of the things that I'd love to hear from you is what's next for you, Derek? What are the things that you're like, this is my North Star for right now. This is what I'm going after. Here's where I'm at. This is what I'm going after. What is it for you that is next?
So for me right now, what's next is, so in terms of, like, we've talked a lot about the Renatus community because you and I are both involved. I think it's a fantastic community. And for anyone looking to do real estate investing, I would say a really good place with good people, with good support to really make those dreams come true. One thing I realized for me, and especially for a lot of people, is if you're going to go all in and leverage yourself and, like, kind of throw a Hail Mary to, okay, I'm just going to make a big jump into either doing a real estate deal or whatever it is, and leverage your lifestyle like I did, there's a risk involved. And I realized that risk by, you know, understanding that I put myself in, you know, pretty massive credit card debt and had to trash my credit. And unfortunately, you know, didn't make it through. I think for a lot of people, having a good stepping stone into wealth. And like I said, I almost didn't attend this year's conference because I was really just like, I need to align with myself and be, you know, maybe it looks like just being happy and getting a job and being okay with that. A lot of people are just fine working. Maybe it does mean going on the road, playing music, but something was really pulling me, and I almost couldn't afford it, but I decided to go to this year's conference. And for me, it was a different experience than I had before. I'd gone two times in the past, and I'm the type that's like so excited, you know, super, super excited, jumping at all these new opportunities. But this time it just felt different for me because I had gone through struggle. I was kind of like, what am I going to do? And just really observing through a keen eye. And I went to basically in honor of the decision that I've made for myself. And just, it was basically at the end of the thread, still holding on, being like, you know what, it's show face, show up. If at the very least you can show up, show up. And just, you know, talk to Mike Ward, Bob Tierney, all the people that Greg Kimball, all the people that you've had and built really good connections with over the last couple of years, don't just throw all this away, right? Start to see what here and look through a keen eye, really having taken some time to like align with myself and align with the core of my being, and come back with a little more like personal sovereignty, not just reaching, but being like, okay, what is going to work with for me for the long term? And at the conference, we heard about this really new opportunity with Solatio and the Drive system. And at first, looking at it and being like, I don't know about this, I don't know, and still just kind of like keenly looking and being very discerning about a new opportunity. But also seeing something that's been in development for the last 5 years, has been developed by someone that, you know, that I really have come to have a level of trust in the leaders of the Renatus organization, especially Bob Snyder and Jay Stark. Just people who I know lead with integrity in structuring things in a good way. And seeing the passion of Woody, especially talking about validating internally, and then hearing Troy Dunn talk about internal family systems. And like, for me, when I think about what can help the world the most, it's literally exactly that, like being able to work through your own psyche and validate yourself internally. Like, so many of us are going out trying to help the world by doing all these things when we haven't saved ourselves. So it just really started to hit home in a lot of those ways. Still just, I don't know, is I want to be really careful not to just reach and jump at a brand new opportunity like a puppy and drop it again. For me, what's really important for me moving forward is to stay in alignment, to stay in alignment, to not like, you know, to not like race and then drop off again, but to really like stay focused. And I got to tell you, when you find that alignment and when it really clicks for you in your life, like things just start happening, like things just start lining up. And there's all these, like, I don't know, you know, the term like synchronicities or serendipities, like when things just, it's like God is just putting all these opportunities in front of you and they're all lining up. And that's kind of what I've felt, is that even though I'm like maintaining a little bit of a, I don't know, and making sure not to like jinx it too, like being really careful to stay here right now and not go like down the chain of your future in your mind and be like, oh, and then I'm going to be rich and I'm going to be blah, 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 blah. Like, just, but staying really focused to be like, okay, and humbly right where I am now. But to answer your question, man, I truly think that this, it's been growing on me. And I think this next piece was the missing link. So for me, what my direction is staying involved with this community, with now the Solatio opportunity and product. I think it's going to revolutionize the way that we do business, applicable to interpersonal relationships, helping people align with themselves, know themselves better, but helping teams, helping human, you know, HR departments, organizations, sales teams increase their sales. It's an incredible tool, and I really like how it's positioned. So I think this opportunity is positioned to win, and then also gives people just the pathway to be able to ease into getting into real estate in a better way, to really build themselves up first and make sure that they're ready to do something like that. So for me, it's staying in. And I'm still booking gigs. I'm still playing music. I'm still doing all of those things. I also started a podcast as well. So my podcast is called Always Be True Podcast. And I really talk about more of that spiritual side of things. I like talking to people about like what happens after we die and like all these different things, you know? So for me, it's like being in alignment with truth, you know, that kind of overarching theme. So yeah. That's kind of like keeping the garden watered. There's a lot of things going on. There's, you know, the business, there's you know, sometimes here and there, like the job that I got to work. There's the music, and there's kind of the spiritual and the podcast that I'm doing. But for me, treating all of that like a garden and continuing to just manage and water everything so that these plants can grow, not trying to get rich quick, but definitely working to become financially free for sure. So just being patient, tending to the garden of all the things that I've got going on. So that's the trajectory forward.
I think thinking of your life as a garden is a beautiful analogy, because what you plant, that's what you get. And if we're always planting what we want, eventually those plants will take root as you water them, as you cultivate them, as you do what you need to. And if something doesn't serve you anymore, you're like, man, this little plant right here, that's definitely a weed now, because that's no longer a plant that I want in my life. You can root it out of your life and say, I'm going to block my time away from doing that. And I think it's so great to be in alignment with what your garden is supposed to be for yourself. And you make those choices. So beautiful analogy, wonderful way to get to know yourself a little bit more. How do people find you online?
I would say Instagram's a good way. It's at Derek Apt, DerekAbt. That's my last name, Apt, which is why the podcast Always Be True is called as such, because it's ABT. The Always Be True podcast is on Spotify and all major listening platforms. You can check it out. It's going to be a little bit different than what you used to, different cadence, different topics, but maybe you can check it out and you like it. You can find me on Facebook. You can also right now go to DerekAptMusic.com. I have one single out. So those are good ways to just stay in touch with me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. Those are the best ways.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Derek, for sharing some of your heartbeats with me and sharing some awesome actionable ideas. Focus on that why. Guys, stay in alignment and then cultivate that garden of your life that you want to grow. I think beautiful analogy. Thank you so much. Love it.
Before we wrap up, can I leave everyone with one little thing?
Yes, go ahead.
So we talked about the three things, right? Talked about really getting clear on that why. We talked about staying in alignment by really giving yourself the time to find that out. And then there's the next part of like really continuing to stay in alignment. And what's really important that I want people to know is make sure you're reminding yourself every day who you are and what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do is as soon as this is just my way of doing it, I pray. So as soon as, and you can either pray or, you know. Stay aligned with what it is that I'm doing. So I wanted to leave people with that.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Derek. Guys, like and follow this podcast. If this was something that was valuable to you, share it with people. Hit the little notification bell. Once again, thanks again.